Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today would have been opening day at Fenway Park, with an afternoon game scheduled between the Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. But with the sports world on hold due to the coronavirus, it's unknown when Major League Baseball will actually start its season. As you might imagine, postponed or suspended seasons have left some team and arena employees without work, and they're part of a growing group of Massachusetts residents facing unemployment. As the economy tumbles, local teams and team owners have pledged financial support for arena workers. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer joins us now to talk about what's happening with the employees of the Celtics, Bruins, and Red Sox as they wait for games to resume. Hi, Shira.
Hi, Bob.
So before we talk about what the different teams are doing, tell us about these workers. What do they do on game days?
Well, on game days, there are thousands of employees who help keep everything running smoothly, from ushers to ticket takers to concession stand workers to the grounds crew at Fenway Park. And they might be selling you everything from peanuts to beer. They're obviously a vital part of what makes the game experience what it is.
Well, as this would have been opening day for the Red Sox, let's talk about the Sox. What are they doing to support their workers?
So initially, the Red Sox established a $1 million fund, but that fund only covered employees who worked directly for the team. So last week, the Red Sox increased the amount of financial support to $1.5 million so it could cover concession stand workers contracted through Aramark. And the team said it was increasing the fund because it considers those Aramark workers to be part of the Red Sox extended family. Now, the Red Sox acknowledged that the financial support won't fully mitigate the impact of what the seasonal employees are experiencing, but the team does hope it provides some measure of relief.
Okay, the Bruins. After the NHL season was suspended, State Attorney General Maura Healey criticized the Jacobs family for failing to support its game day employees. Where do the things stand now with them?
Yes, well, the Jacobs family, which owns the Bruins and TD Garden, got a lot of flack because the Bruins were the last NHL team to pledge financial support for their game day employees. Eventually, the Jacobs family established a $1.5 million fund to support the part-time Garden employees who work Bruins games. But it's important to note a couple of things here. First of all, the statement about the fund appears to make those payouts contingent on whether or not the NHL actually finishes its season. So workers could be left in limbo for weeks, maybe longer, until an official announcement is made about that. There were actually six regular season games left on the Bruins' schedule when the season was postponed or suspended. But at the time play was suspended, the Bruins were actually atop the league standings and anticipating a long playoff run. So a lot of potential money lost there for the seasonal workers. And not long after the Bruins announced the fund, all the ushers at TD Garden were laid off and other Garden employees had their salaries reduced. And those measures went into effect yesterday.
Okay, Shira, what about the Celtics?
Well, they're paying the game night workers employed by the team through what was scheduled to be the end of the regular season. The regular season was supposed to end on April 15th. But like the Bruins, the Celtics had hoped to make a long playoff run.
Do we have any idea at this point when games might begin again?
Well, no, not really. You've got one state in Virginia with stay-at-home orders extended until June 10th. And then yesterday, there's the news that Wimbledon was canceled for the first time since World War II. That tournament was supposed to start June 29th and run through July 12th. Between Virginia and Wimbledon, those are important indicators for the sports world and large gatherings of people. So it looks like July before games resume at the earliest.
Okay, Shira, I guess we'll just have to see where it goes. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, thanks.
Thank you.